called. Good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
So to start us off, just for a bit of background, what are some of the reasons behind the Royal Commission that's kicking off today?
Well, there's no Royal Commission kicking off today. It's more of an inquiry, a government inquiry into the bank.
Oh, okay.
Many pundits would say that it's a toothless kind of inquiry, where the bank CEOs are being asked to come to Canberra to face some questioning. And that's very different from a Royal Commission, which has much far-ranging powers.
Okay, my apologies. So you've said in the past that banking reforms in Australia haven't been successful, some of the ones that we've had in the past. Why do you think this is?
I guess it can be seen in the context of the market power that the banks have. Here in Australia, we have four major banks, and it can be argued with which command over 80% market share. So you can argue that the banking industry in Australia is operating under a sort of an oligopoly, where banks have a degree of pricing power. And certainly, if you look at the performance of the profitability of the banks in Australia compared to other countries, we do have an exceptionally high return on profitability return than most other jurisdictions. So the banks in Australia are doing well. They have a degree of market power, and yet we continue to see the banks publicised with scandal after scandal, and it's this sort of problem that I think is more suited to an inquiry than other issues that the banks are facing.
So in terms of the way that the banks operate, do you believe that this is going to have any major impact on that?
I don't think the current system of asking the banks to come in and face some interesting questions from some select committees is going to make that much of a difference, because at the end of the day, we've got to remember, banks are owned by shareholders, and shareholders expect a return. So one of the biggest criticisms at the moment is the, some call it predatory pricing, and that was seen, an example of that was seen recently by the banks only passing on roughly half of the recent cash rate reduction that the RBA instigated. So the banks are retaining, therefore the banks are actually retaining half of that cost reduction for themselves. But that's been in the context of the fact that for the last 10 years approximately, the bank's profit margins, that is the difference between their interest income and their interest expense, has narrowed. So that's their justification. I'm sure that's what they'll be putting forward to the inquiry today. But as I said, it's the social responsibility issues that I think warrant greater scrutiny.
So one of the biggest criticisms of this inquiry is that it's just merely for show, and that it's a bit of a show trial. What are your opinions on that?
Yeah, I tend to agree, because there's no enforceability. There's no consequence necessarily coming out of this inquiry. As I said earlier, whereas a Royal Commission can generate findings upon which there can be further government action. So it's an accountability exercise on the surface. The government is able to publicise any shortcomings. But more than that, I fear that these might just be, as you say, just a showcase for the moment. The banks have a degree of responsibility, because at the end of the day, the government has granted them a banking license, and that gives them the ability to generate income, for example, charging bank fees, some of which are considered to be exorbitant. I mean, all you've got to do is look at your credit card fees and interest rates to see some of the ways that banks generate their income. And also, we tend to forget that about 8 years ago, at the height of the global financial crisis, the government stepped in to provide a guarantee for all of the banks essentially borrowing and deposits from the public. So you could almost argue that, you know, the banks owe a debt of obligation to the government and to the public, and they need to act very responsibly.
And just before we do let you go, Paul, do you think that this inquiry will lead into a Royal Commission later on down the track?
Well, I think that's politically motivated. Malcolm Turnbull has come out adamantly saying that he will not hold a Royal Commission or not support a Royal Commission, whereas Bill Shorten, the Labor Party, representing the Labor Party, has said that they would insist on a Royal Commission. So it depends on who will be in power in the short to medium term, and we'll rest on that sort of political decision-making.
It's going to be an interesting one to watch unfold. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure, Ted. Thank you.